Well, how far away from here would you have to go to find any difference in words and that that people use?
Well, you wouldn't have to go very far, just south as far as Baton.
That close?
Yes, that.
A lot of people from Baton moved up here, didn't they?
Oh, yes, lad, but they go back in the summertime.
Did their speech change, or are they still?
Yeah, I think they did some.
Now,
since they come in Cartwright, because they've been there for some time. Yeah.
And people, I suppose a lot of Cartwright people went to Goose Bay, didn't they?
Yes, so yes, when Goose Bay started, just about everybody went to the base.
And everyone from other places.
Mostly still down there, the ones that went down when the base started.
They call a wooden hammer.
A mallet.
And that's the little one for in the boat. What about the bigger one for saying driving fence stakes?
Oh, there's a maul.
Maul's a
For driving posters down. Yeah.
What about, what do you call two types of weeds that sting your skin? Like, one type only grows low, but the other type?
Sting nickel. One is called a sting.
That's the
high one.
Yeah.
And those are not here very much anyway.
No?
No, not in Labrador, are they? Gracious, you never see those sting nickels there. No, not the small ones or the
big
ones, no.
What about, did you used to grow or do you still grow your own vegetables?
We never know.
What, the ones who do grow, what do they use for fertilizer? Like what local things do they use?
Oh, well, they use kelp and fish heads and fish insides and
whatever they
can get.
Do they ever use capelin?
Well, Caitlin, there's not that plenty around here, like here in Cartwright. Now, you got to go outside to get them, and mostly people just go out and get a few for their own, like, for food.
You salt and dry them?
Oh, yeah, salt and dry them.
What about, do you ever grow any, people grow flowers around here, or they bother with the flower
garden? Oh, yes, yeah, a few people have just a few flowers.
They get tulips, the ones that the
don't be much flowers to it, no. It's only something that stays in the ground all the winter and comes up every year with a little yellow flower on it.
Whatever.
Yes, there's
not too much bothering with it.
No, that's true. And the season is not long enough to grow anything. I mean, it's the last dew before the frost and the snow has gone off the ground mostly. And then during the summer we get a little frost every once in a while. Of course, that kills everything.
What about, did people ever used to keep animals?
A long time ago, people used to, like over here to the Grenfell Mission, they used to have pigs and they had a cow, and right there now there's a horse.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Different
color horse. She lost her coat, and then she haven't got her coat back. She's black.
People who used to keep animals, would they grow their own hay for them?
No, they'd have the hay come in.
Come in and boat. It's hardly worth.
No, it's not worth the expense. But that's more or less just a pet.
Not a
and they order all their grass. They claim this is no good for them when it's dried. It's the wrong kind.
She seems to like it.
Yes.
And what about if they want to protect their boat against ice, what do they do?
Well, there's no boats left out here in the ice.
They haul them all
they
up.
They haul them all up.
Around,
no.
Haul them up.
No. They just have them more or less on a cradle, on, they call a cradle, or on sticks, and roll them. They roll as you haul the boat in.
What about when a boat's all ready to go in the water, you say that she's ready to what?
Launch.
And what about after she's in the water, you gotta check her, see if she's got any what?
Leaks.
What about what names do you have for containers used by hand to get the water at the bottom of the boat?
Oh, just a baler. But what was this wooden machine they used to have special for bailing out boats? What was he called? Spudgel.